How many of you know we live our lives from the inside out? Amen. What I mean is we live our lives from the inside of who we are in Christ, right? And it's so important that because we're living our lives from the inside, right? The kingdom, Jesus says the kingdom of God is where? Within us. So we live our lives from the inside, the supply that the Lord gives us. And therefore, knowing that, it's good for us to live our lives full spiritually if we're living our lives from the inside. Full of what? Full of Him, right? John said that He must what? Increase and we must decrease. All right. What is He saying? That we have to live our lives full, full of Him. Amen. Full of the Lord. But let's do our declaration this morning. If you have your Bibles with you, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it's great to see each and every one of you this morning. Also, we want to say a shout out to those who are on our live streaming this morning. We just want to welcome you for joining us. And if you have any prayers that you have, just send it on the live stream or call the office, and we'll be delighted to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. Everybody smile. Wait, let me put this on. This helps. How many of you know it's already November? November 1st, man. What is that saying? The days go by slow, but the years go by what? Yeah. Isn't that true? But let's lift up our Bible, if you had your Bible, and let's declare the word of the Lord this morning of our lives. And declare this. This is my Bible. God's written word. I am what the word says I am. I can do what the word says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I am here to receive the supernatural, powerful, living seed of the word of God. I'm about to be transformed. Change is about to take place. My mind is about to be renewed, influenced, inspired into the mind of Christ. Therefore, I'll never be the same. I'll never, never be the same. In Jesus' name. And everybody say, come on, we can do better than that. Everybody say, amen. We're saying, so be it, Lord. Just as we prayed, so be it. Amen. But before we get into the word, Melissa, you ready? Yeah, we have a short video that we want to show you, and then we'll jump right into the word. And our text this morning is Matthew 11. We're going to look at Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. All right, so let's just watch this video.
Escape my eye. You are more precious than these creatures of the air. So tell me then, why would you doubt my tender love and care? Rest in me. Rest in me. Still before me, wait. outnumber grains of sand. I hold you safely in the hollow of my hand. I have even numbered all the hairs upon your head, and sent my son to love you with the precious blood he shed.
Resting or when I am working, and from heaven you discover my thoughts. You notice everything I do and everywhere I go. Before I even speak a word, you know what I will say. And with your powerful arm, you protect me from every side. Where could I go to escape from your spirit or from your sight?
Rest in me. Rest in me,
rest in me, rest in
me. I am your father, you're my precious child. Be still before me, wait on me while. Rest in me,
rest in me, rest in me.
To rest in me,
rest in me,
rest in
me. Suppose I had wings like the dawning day and flew across the ocean. Even then, your powerful arm would guide and protect me. You are the one who put me together inside my mother's body.
Wasn't it good? Amen. This morning I want to do a series called Rest in Me. Amen. Amen. So let's look at our scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Mine is in red letters, so it's telling me that Jesus is speaking, right?
Amen.
And it says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So as I said, this morning we want to start a series called Rest in Me. And this particular scripture, we want to break it into three parts, right? Part one would be "Come unto me." Part two would be "Laboring for Christ." And part three would be "I will give you rest." Amen. So this morning, we're going to be talking about "Come unto me" in this series. So let's pray. Father, God, we just honor and acknowledge your presence and power here this morning with us. And Lord, we pray for those who may be experiencing unrest within their souls, struggles, challenges due to uncontrollable situations and circumstances that are much too heavy to bear alone. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word says to come to you. Just as we sang this morning, bring it all to Jesus. To those who labor and are heavy laden, And Lord, you promised in return that you would replenish us, rest for our souls, and peace of mind. Lord, we thank you that your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. We ask this in Jesus' name, and everyone say, amen, amen. Amen. Tell the person next to you and tell them, I like it when things are light and easy. Amen. I do too. Praise the Lord. I like it when things are light and easy, right? How many of you enjoy the Peanuts characters or the comic strip of the Peanuts? You know, my favorite character is Linus, right? But anyway, in one of the strips, Charlie Brown pays a visit at Lucy's psychology booth, and she gives him this advice. And she tells him, life is a lot like a deck chair. Some place it to see where they have been, and some so they can see where they are at the present. To which Charlie Brown lets out a big sigh of frustration and says, I can't even get mine unfolded. Everybody say, ouch. How many of you know, as believers, right, if we're not careful, the cares of this world and the weights that so easily can beset us can leave you feeling weary, worked over, used up, pulled, dragged, stretched, bogged down. How many of you can say, I know what are you talking about, Pastor? I know what you're talking about. How many of you can say, I've been there? Amen. You know, there has been time, and I believe many of you have experienced this, depending on the situations or circumstances, you can actually literally feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. You know, our loved ones are hurting. You know, some are in need of healing, or they're making bad decisions, result in bad consequences, right? Struggling financially, struggling in their marriages, their relationships. Some are struggling with addictions, right? Some are struggling physically, especially for those who are no longer, quote, spring chickens. Amen. Some of you are roosters and hens now. A little bit seasoned now, right? Amen. So it's all about pacing ourselves, moderation, right? Amen. And pressing. You know, I came across this story. There's a story of a Chinese woman who had lost her son, and she could not find any comfort for her sorrow. So she went to a wise old man and asked him what to do. And to her surprise, he told her to go and find a home that has no sorrow or grief. And bring back a mustard seed, and I will restore your son. So several days went by, and she returned and said, I realized I was so consumed in my grief, I found that sorrow is common in every home. Sorrow is found in every home. You know, I thought about that, and isn't that true? We've all experienced sorrow, some sort of sorrow, right? We've all experienced hardships, struggles, burdens in life. Who hasn't, right? But here's the thing. What do we do with that burden? How do we deal with that struggle, right? How do we deal with that irritating thorn in your flesh, that care, the uncertainties of life, right? Where do you find peace of mind and comfort for your soul when you feel like nobody understands, when our lives are at its worst? Where do you go? Who do you turn to? Aren't you glad God's word answers all of those important, specific questions. Aren't you glad for the word? And Jesus tells us exactly what to do and where to go. Amen. Reading from the Passion Translation of Matthew 11, 28, 30, it says, "Are you weary? Are you carrying a heavy load or heavy burden? Then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Learn of my ways, and you'll discover that I am gentle, humble, easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me. For all I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear." What a wonderful promise. Yeah? "I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis." You know, everybody say Selah. That word Selah, you find it in the book of Psalms. And that word Selah means to pause, right? To pause and to reflect on what the writer just wrote. Because there's something important he wants you to know about that particular phrase. And Jesus is saying, come to me. If you're weary, if you're heavy laden or heavy burden, he's telling us to come to him, right? Honestly, when you hear that passage like that, you know, it really seems like Jesus sees and he understands everything that we've been talking about since far, right? I genuinely believe he gets it. He gets it, what you're going through, what we go through. He gets it, how tough, how hurtful, how frustrating, how burdensome, how just plain tiring, quote, life can be. Amen. That phrase, sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? Amen. You ever said that? Yeah. Nobody raise your hands. Nobody raise your hands. You ever felt like that? Yeah. I think we all can testify of just being sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I came across a post a couple months ago, and this person wrote in the post, "I am done with 2020. I'm done." What it told me was they're sick and tired of being sick and tired of 2020 with all the things that we were having to go through with this crisis. I'm done with it. I want to move forward. And Jesus says, come unto me. You know, it's not hard to see through this text that we've just read that the Lord, he empathizes with us. But not only does he empathize with us, and he doesn't stop there, but what he does is he invites us, right, to come as we are to him. Amen. In Matthew 23, you just can listen, don't have to turn there. Matthew 23, verse 37. Jesus says, "How often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." You were not willing. So we can see here that Jesus is definitely by no means lacking in compassion. In fact, the Bible declares, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love." Wow. The Lord is good to all. Hasn't the Lord been good to you? Amen. He has compassion in all he has made. Amen? He has compassion in all he has made. So our God is gracious, and he's compassionate. And you know what? He gets it. He gets it. He gets it what life is all about. You know, he knows. He knows firsthand what it means to be human. Amen. Why? Because he's God, right? He's God. He created us, right? He designed us, right? So he knows what we're made of, right? And what we can handle or what we cannot handle. Amen. And the reason why he came was we couldn't handle a lot of things, right? But think about this. Jesus left heaven to come to earth as God in human flesh. He's all God, but he's all man. Christ, God, Jesus, the man. So he knows the frailty of our humanness. Amen. He knows where you're at right now. He knows what you're going through. He knows your struggles. He knows your desires. He knows your dreams. He knows everything about you. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, Hebrews 4, 15, reading from the Passion Translation, he, referring to Jesus, understands humanity. Or we can say humans. For as a man, a magnificent king priest was tempted in every way, just as we are, and conquered sin. So when the Lord says he knows and he understands what we're going through, he generally does. Amen. How many of you know he's been there, done that, and got the t-shirt? Everybody here? Everybody listen? Yeah? So think about this. Jesus doesn't just have compassion to offer. He doesn't offer us pity. He doesn't even offer sympathetic words. But if you really think about it, what Jesus is offering when he says, "Come unto me," he's really offering himself to us. All of himself to you. Amen. In fact, God told Moses, you know, when you go to Pharaoh and Moses says, "Who do I say that sent me?" God told him, "Tell him I am that I am." Right? I am who and what you need. Right? I am your healer, I'll heal you. I am your deliverer, I'll deliver you. I am your supply, I'll supply for you. And this is what Jesus is saying. You know, when you come to me, I'm giving you myself, all of me, to you. So when he says to come to me, right, all, come to me all, how many of you know all means all? It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, where you've been, right? Your skin color, where you live, your education, or the lack thereof. When the master says, "Come, all you who are weary and burdened and heavy laden, I will give you what?
Rest."
Yeah. He didn't say sleep. Some of us say, "Man, I just need more sleep, then I can rest." But what he's saying rest for your soul. Because the kind of rest that we people are wanting is rest for our souls. Not physical rest. Yeah, some of us need physical rest, but the actual, you know, there's a lot of unrest in our society, right? But, you know, the kingdom of God operates completely different from the world system. When there is unrest because of fear, we can have rest in the Lord. Amen. In God's kingdom, we can have rest in him. And we find rest in his presence, right? So when the master says, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest," that sounds to me like an invite. It sounds to me like an open invitation. To what? In finding rest in him. He's inviting us to him. You'll find what you need, your rest in me. You won't find your rest in alcohol. You won't find your rest in smoking that joint, right? You won't find that rest in an ungodly relationship. But you'll find that rest in connection in your relationship with me. You find your rest simply joined, abide, and remain in him. He's the oasis of that living waters for that thirsty soul, right? It's a personal, intimate invitation to know him. How many of you know about him more than you did previously? But what you know about him, how many of you know there's more to know about him? And more, and more. What we need as believers is, what I believe for myself is, Lord, we need a fresh revelation of who you are, who Jesus is. Amen. And that's what the church needs. We need a fresh revelation of who Jesus is. Because when we have a fresh revelation of who he is, right, then we begin to know who we are. You see, when we, you know, we sang that song, I love that song that Lambert sings. When we lift him up, we lift him up, we praise him and we lift him up. I was thinking about that. When we lift him up, we in turn get lifted up too. Amen. He says, if I be lifted up, I will draw men to me. So as we lift him up, in fact, he's already lifted up. He's seated in heavenly places, right? But as we lift him up, we begin to lift ourselves up. We begin to look at him and lift our vision on him and begin to see where we are in that place with him, seated with him. So it's a personal, intimate invitation to know him. And tomorrow you have an opportunity to know him again in a different light of revelation. Because yesterday knowing him is knowing about him. You follow me? Tomorrow will be something about knowing him in a light of revelation, a new perspective, an insight of him. To love him, to abide and dwell with him. And he tells us all this, right? To remain in him. Then all of a sudden, he switches it up, right? He tells us to exchange the struggles that we have, right? Our sorrows, our cares, the thorn in the flesh that controls everything in our lives, almost like an oxen that has a yoke that is controlling that oxen's life, right? You guys know what a yoke is, right? It's a wooden thing that is put around the neck of an oxen, and it directs its life. And that's the very thing that controls its life. And Jesus knows that what you're going through is too much for you to bear by yourself. And what he says is, he says, let's do a switch. Let's do an exchange. Take my yoke. Try this out and try to see how this feels. My yoke. And he says, give me your yoke. Amen. Some of you just missed it. There's an exchange going on. He says, I'm giving you my yoke. And give me yours. Because he knows what you're going through is too much for you to bear. What he's saying is, take my yoke and I'll show you how to live. In fact, I'll show you how to really live life. The abundant lifestyle. How many want to learn how to live the abundant lifestyle? I'll teach you how to live that kind of lifestyle. because I am the good teacher. Amen. I don't just tell you, I'll show you how to live. He says, learn from me. Learn of me, but learn from me. I'm not overbearing. I'm not combative. I'm not unrealistic. I'm not argumentative, right? But I'm gentle. I'm humble. I'm easygoing. No pressure. Everybody say, no pressure. When you come to me in faith, you will find a resting place in me. If you want to find rest for your soul, you only find it in him. Yeah. Everything else that the world has to offer will only provide temporary relief. But when you find your rest in him, amen. You don't have to look for any other thing or person to find that. Jesus said, let me take your burdens upon myself. Just like we're saying, give it all to Jesus, right? Give it all to me. And he says, here you go. Take this one instead. Because my yoke isn't hard. It's easy. And my burden isn't backbreaking, but it's light. You know, when you find your Christianity, or living out your Christian faith isn't light and easy, but it's hard, it's heavy, and it's burdensome. What you need to do is check out to whom or to what you are yoked to. Amen. See, if we are doing things in our own strength, in our own abilities, it will be hard and heavy. Because living out our faith and walking with Jesus wasn't meant to be that way. It was to be meant to be light and easy. Right? So if you're finding that it's hard and it's heavy, you're doing it in your own strength. But when you're doing it in the strength of God, then it becomes light and easy. Not hard. Because you're resting in him. Right? And he's supplying you with whatever you need to sustain you in your life and living out your faith. One of the things the Lord told us that our dependency would be on him. And this is the very thing he told us. If you find that being in this pastoral position is hard and it's heavy, then son, you're doing it on your own strength. But if you depend on me, cast all your cares on me, then it will be light and easy. Amen. And you know what? It has been light and easy. So Jesus has something to trade with you this morning. How many of you want to trade something this morning? Yes. I want to trade in my sorrows. I want to trade in my griefs. I want to trade in my weights, my concerns, my circumstances. Amen. I want to trade them in. And in return, guess what we get? Jesus offers himself to us. Amen. I think that's a pretty good, I think we're benefiting on the trade, right? Amen. Who wouldn't go for that deal? But you know, there's a lot of people, even Christians, that are living below the best that God has for them. You know? So trade in. Give Jesus your hurts, your fears, your pain, your anxiety, your sorrows. And in return, he gives us himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody have the message Bible with you? Anybody can Google the message Bible, this scripture? I read it yesterday and I saw, wow, it's pretty amazing. Is somebody Googling it right now? Whoever gets it, can you read it? You got it, Larry? You sure? I know you have it. Anybody got the message? You have it? Yeah. Why don't you read it? Can you read it? And everybody just listen. No pressure.
Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
You'll learn to live freely and lightly. Amen. You might say, well, Pastor, does that mean that I won't be facing any more problems? No, not at all. I mean, we still live in this world, right? We live in a fallen world. And as long as we live in this fallen world, we will still see problems. But amen, we can place all these problems on him. Amen. Whatever's weight, whatever's heavy, we can come to him and say, here, Jesus, this belongs to you. Doesn't belong to me. And he says, bring it here. I'll take it. Amen. In fact, Paul says to what? To cast all our cares on him. Right? Not only can we find rest for our souls, but we can live a carefree and care-free life, a life that is free from all cares. Amen. By casting all our cares and concerns on him. Amen. Because the Lord will perfect those things which concerns us. Because we trust in him. Amen. Did you receive the word this morning? You know, I knew in my heart that I wasn't going to keep you too long. Because, you know, I know we have this thing going next door. But I just wanted to exhort you this morning and encourage you this morning. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, there's no other place that we can truly find rest, Father. And Lord, as we prayed earlier, Father, there's a lot of unrest, Father. And unrest is based upon fear, Lord. And Father, we declare that there's no fear here in God's house with God's people, Lord. And Lord, that you make every provision, Lord, for us as a people, your people, the church, Lord, to provide everything, to supply everything that we need, Lord. Not only finances, Father, but everything that we need spiritually, Father. We have those things in Christ, Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can truly find rest, Father. peace of mind as we come to you, Jesus. Lord, we exchange and we give everything to you, Lord. Those weights, those cares, Father, everything that concerns us, Father, we give it to you. In exchange, Father, you give us you yourself, Lord, to us. We thank you, Lord, that you are our supply, our provider, Lord. You are our all in all, Lord. You are our supply, you are our provider, you are our deliverer, our healer, Lord, our peace, our shalom. Lord, you are our burden bearer, Lord. You are our sin offering. We're grateful, Lord. We are a grateful people. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we find rest in you. We ask this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everyone say, amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for receiving. So I'm excited about this series of resting in Him. Next week we'll talk about laboring and laboring for Christ. Right? How many of you know that we co-labor with Him? Amen. We co-labor with the Holy Spirit in fulfilling Father's will. Right? It's a privilege to be able to co-labor with the Holy Spirit in fulfilling the will of God, God's kingdom here on this earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for receiving this morning.